Okay, our friends. So, today we are reading a story called Thank You, Neighbor. This story was written by Ruth Chan. And I love this story because it really brings up a good question. How friendly are you? Are you the kind of person that greets the people in your neighborhood? Are you a helping hand? Do you say hello? Do you say thank you to the people around you? This is an opportunity for us to learn what it's like to be a good neighbor. So let's do it, shall we? All right. So today's story is read by Mommy. And Philip, are you back with us today? Mm-hmm. How are you feeling? Is your head hurting? You're fine. Okay. Well, it's nice to know he's back, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Okay. So the very first thing we see, well, when we open the book, we see a girl and she's walking her dog and her dog is checking his pee mail, which is to say he's going potty. Ew. But it's what happens. Dogs do that, don't they? Mm-hmm. And it says, every day we go for a walk. Outside, we see all the neighbors we know. And there are a lot in the pictures. And they all say, hello.
Hello.
And we can see them all doing different things. This guy's playing the piano. That lady's taking a shower. This kid's watching TV. That guy's running with his dog. Lots of stuff going on.
Even when the neighborhood is crowded and everyone is hurrying, we take our time.
And there's the girl and there's her dog. They're watching the bees.
On our walks, we stop to admire the new things we see. That's some haircut, Max,
she says, and we can see Max. He is a poodle and he looks very shaved.
And stick around for a friendly chat. I love your new bracelet, she says.
Thank you, neighbor,
says her neighbor.
Our neighbors keep us safe.
Did you ever think about that? So if you're doing construction in a neighborhood, you want to make sure that people don't fall into your construction work. So you have to put up cones, right?
And help tidy our neighborhood.
And here we see them sweeping.
Thank you,
says the guy who's having his floor swept.
Some neighbors get extra thank yous.
Like if they're picking up the trash and you're walking your dog, but you have to pick up after your dog and you've got some dog poo in a bag. And let's say the guy who's picking up the trash says, I could take that for you. And you say,
thank you.
Which is just what's happened here.
Young and old, big and small, we take care of each other. Even when we are worried.
Like if your cat goes up into a tree and you need to have the neighborhood fireman come and get your cat down.
Or going too fast. It's important to remember to slow down.
I like this picture a lot because there's a boy helping an older woman onto the bus. He's keeping her steady while she climbs up. And that's important that we look for opportunities to help others.
Mm-hmm. And always say, thank you, neighbor,
the kids say as the fireman opens up the fire hydrant on a hot summer day so that they can get sprayed by fresh cold water. Just imagine that. Can you imagine that?
In real life.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Everybody can get too busy sometimes. And here we have a very busy grocery store.
And a lady leaving says,
excuse me.
And a man says, here you go, to another man who says, thank you, who's getting some groceries. Uh-oh, this lady can't get her cat off of the top shelf.
Can someone help me?
How did you get your cat up there?
On my way,
says another guy. He's got a cell phone. He's talking in the grocery store line. Did I forget something? Says another man. He's got his hands super full. And then there's some ladies checking out and they say, thank you. Quite a bit going on here, don't you think? But sometimes that's how it is in a grocery store. People do get very loud and there is a lot going on.
But these words work even in the busiest of times.
Hello.
Thank you.
We say at the library. If you're getting a stack of books and you say hello to the librarian and the librarian helps beep your book out. Whether giving or taking or coming or going, we are a big family. And that's what makes our neighborhood feel like home. And we can see all the different people in the neighborhood walking and saying hello. And when you go in to your house, let's say your post delivery person is there delivering the mail and they hand you their mail, the package maybe, and you say thank you. And they say no, thank you. Isn't it nice to know that we can all do that together in a community? Yeah, I think so. And that, our good friends, is
the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.